Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 139 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. How are you?
They're all smashing, Paul. They're all loving life. Loving life. I can't stop touching my fucking face, though.
Well, I think that's inevitable, isn't it?
Is that something that everybody does, and I'm just more conscious of me doing it now? You don't seem to do it that much.
Well, I'm sure I do, you know. I mean, people say you're not supposed to, but like that's like a very hard thing to follow, isn't it?
Well, especially if you have a beard, you spend all day playing with the fucking thing. What it's there for?
I've had to shave mine off, obviously, because of the masks and everything. Yeah, you know, like all the, you know, that you have to wear. Yeah, you know, like, you know, so you know, you have to be clean shaven.
Is that the truth?
Yeah. Well, otherwise you won't get a proper seal. I mean, they haven't actually said you must shave, but if you want this mask to fit to your face, you're going to need to be clean shaven.
So Paul's been suffering with a little bit with a cough for like 10 days now. Must be nearly 8 days.
Yeah, about that. 8-9 days, yeah, something like that.
So hopefully you've got...
Sorry?
Hopefully you're going to get rid of it soon.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, it's only ever been mild symptoms for me. Yeah, and I got it after working respiratory side. But this was before the Public Health England changed its PPE guidelines. So, yeah, and it's like, and then, but is that coincidence or, I mean, yeah, who knows really, isn't it? It's like, and is you know, the thing is, without a test to diagnose you, etc., it's like, well, you know, I didn't have the classic symptoms of like a high temperature or a consistent cough. So I was like, well, you know, I just carry on, you know, like as I've been.
Shit.
Yeah, I mean, this is why you need testing for the NHS, so people can prove or disprove positive or not positive, and you start, you know, getting workforce back to work. I mean, the figures show there's something like a quarter of doctors, a fifth nurses are isolating or self-isolating.
It's a lot of fucking people in it. A lot of people.
Well, it is when you need, if that's true, it is a lot of staff when you need them. But there you go. I mean, it's going to be a while until we are testing, isn't it?
So are you drinking tonight or are you off the drink with your cough?
I would get something to drink, but I've only just came down from looking after the kids. So like putting the kids to bed. I'd have to go away from camera if I was to get something.
Life is tough. So what am I drinking? I'm drinking Aldi's Own, brewed in accordance with the German purity law, whatever that is. That sounds a bit fucking ominous, doesn't it? German purity law. Rickenbacker.
Where'd you get that from?
Aldi.
Aldi.
Rickenbacker. I think it's like £3 for four or something.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's brewed.
Taste any good?
I'll pour one in a second and tell you. I still can't find out where it's fucking brewed. It must be brewed somewhere. Doesn't really say. Doesn't say imported. We got this was a gift from the Polish fellas.
All right.
With the beers. There was a glass, so I'll be putting it in that. And let's show them the shirt, Paul. I thought it said the man, because I wanted to get you one say I am the man.
Oh, okay. That's what it shows.
Can't see it anymore. More. I'm a boss. Look at that. That's brilliant, man. Well, you are the boss.
Yeah.
So I got one to match because
you suck.
Do you know where this one's from? I didn't know. Obviously, it's apparently Oh fuck! I forgot the fella's name. He was from Pittsburgh.
Oh, Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle, yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
He must have dragged his arse out. Sorry, arse, for one more payday last year.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So I don't know why you suck. Thank you, but yeah.
Well, because on the chance room was always like you suck. They always chanted him "you suck" in an ironic sense.
Because they hated it.
well, his character, like, people didn't like, yeah, he was in, that was, he was, at times when he was a heel, yeah, that was like, that is, his theme music got changed to.
Right, brilliant. So, the joke was that you were the man.
Yeah, yeah.
Although now it appears you're the boss.
Yeah.
And I was the people hiding sucking.
Yeah.
yeah. And also, it goes to show the we're going to talk about wrestling tonight. That here you go, fella. Should say they suck.
Oh. Well, I mean, so the wrestling has not got an audience. And I didn't appreciate how much an audience brings to a wrestling match. Oh my God. It's like, it's, it, I don't, yeah, without an audience, it's not nearly half as good.
I think what you see of wrestling without an audience is what most people see of wrestling with an audience.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose so.
It's like, even the veneer has gone now. This is just like, this is fucking rubbish. Yeah. They're just trying to shoehorn like the drama and the acting and the playing
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
There's no fucking crowd here. Who are you playing to?
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is the wrestlers are obviously not always going to perform in front of an audience. But you can see that their built-in reactions are there for an audience, which isn't there. And they're just like, why are they poor? And it doesn't, and a lot of their gimmicks, as in like how they conduct themselves, doesn't work when there isn't an audience to play it for. So like instead, oh, like, so they've been filming it in their performance center, which is like WWE's like own building. And they're like, they still insist on talking to each other with microphones. Be like, you're right there. No way anyone can hear you. Like, It's like, why do you need the microphone? Or like, or oh, I'm going to reply. But, and it's like the run-ins and the interference. It's like, how are they hiding in the audience? There's no audience there. Like, it's like, what? It's just, yeah. But I tell you, but on the flip side, so I watched, you know, the matches that I would want to see of WrestleMania, the WrestleMania that's just done. And you know, it was better than I thought. I thought it was better than it was going to be. Like, and they have some interesting things, like the two that matches that were filmed, like not as real, not as regular wrestling matches, were quite interesting, because they can't be regular wrestling matches. To be honest, they should have just stopped, like when they couldn't get an audience anymore, they should be like, right, wrestling's on hold, because you don't want to see this without an audience.
It's all like, about the money.
Well, I guess maybe that's why they have to, but it's yeah, I think I'll take a break from it now until an audience comes back.
Well, the thing was, I've not really been a big fan of this, but it gives us something to talk about, so I've started watching it. The kind of weekly shows are just shit. Yeah, just total shit.
I can't stomach them. Yeah.
And this WrestleMania, there was no way I'd pay real money for it. I don't know how much it normally is, but it was free if you did a trial.
Yeah.
But there's zero chance of me paying like real money for this. You've got to be insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How much money would this be?
What? I mean, the WWE Network is a tenner a month.
And that allows you to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's how much it is, a tenner a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not the end of the world, but when you consider you can get Disney Plus for a fiver a month,
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I know it's true because I have Disney Plus. It's pretty good.
Well, that's a good timing considering everything, yeah, for Disney Plus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Amazon's still shit. I've got Amazon at the moment, Disney Plus, and Netflix. And Netflix is.
Do you watch anything on Amazon?
No, not really. I watch The Boys. What? I watch Picard. The Boys is good. Picard's shit, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I've got all trials of fucking everything. I've got the wrestling. I've got my NFL season ticket still running. I could never leave the house again. But how much TV can you watch?
Well, yeah. I just this whole situation, this whole lockdown thing is just so boring. It's like, it's ugh. Yeah.
At least your kids will be too young to remember it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's the endless Groundhog Days of it all. It's just starting to get to me a bit. And it's like, you know that they're going to extend the lockdown because you're due to finish in a week's time. So it's like, just come up and tell us then. Like, don't leave us waiting. Like, you know, why don't you just announce how long this lockdown's on for?
Are you going to bring them that stuff?
I will do, yeah. Yeah, so that, and that's where you're wondering, like, when's it going to happen?
Right. So, anyway, Paul's still working, only a couple of three shifts a week, though, I guess, isn't it?
My schedule is still scaled off the 30 hours a week that, because I took it to 30 hours a week to do that course. Which is obviously on hiatus as well. So it's still scaled off those 30 hours a week, Which is,
I guess each shift is pretty heavy now. You're not going in for some fucking half shift.
It depends. I mean, like, I can only speak for my hospital, but my hospital hasn't been overwhelmed yet. There's still, like, we're still doing patient numbers of, like, less than half we would normally do. Today. But the way we work, it has to be, it's so slow the way we work because especially if you work respiratory, because the thing is, if we got a lot more busier, it wouldn't, I guess in a sense, it wouldn't matter too much because we can't like, I'm going on ambulance at a time, for example. So it doesn't matter how many are outside, like, or turn up at once, you can only unload one, because you can't have more than one person in that ambulance bay at once.
Right.
In the attempt to not cross contaminate, any patients. And it's like, it has to be that way. So, it's weird at work at the moment. It's like, it's basically when you come into the allocated, it's either respiratory or non-respiratory, and there's no crossing over of the two. So, it's a bit lame, to be honest.
Right. No. It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, sadly.
So it's about, was it normally about 8:30 we get a proper update on Boris? They give us an update at 5, which is just like an update for the fans, for the press. Yeah. And then it just starts leaking in the evening that he's actually in a hospital or he's actually on this or he's actually on that. But apparently he's just on air at the moment, just some kind of non-ventilator respiratory support.
Yeah, I mean, with that kind of, what there's being said about and it doesn't make sense to me, a lot of the fact, like, what are they telling us? Because if you're in intensive care, you're there to have treatment done to you. You're not there in case you might be. Maybe the rules of, like, a hospital are different from, well, it would be the case in mine, but maybe they're just different because he's a prime minister. It's like, ultimately, like, when they said, like, he's in intensive care but he's not having any intensive care treatment, it's like, why is he in intensive care?
I guess they don't want to panic the herd.
I mean, obviously you don't want anyone to be unwell. Sorry, you broke up a bit there, Barry.
Oh, sorry,
say your last things again. You broke.
Oh, he's just breaking up now. I don't really want to stop this, so let's hope he recovers.
Hello. So
let's just move on. Talk about your game with Jim at the weekend. Let's talk about something positive.
Yeah, okay. So Jim messaged me and wanted to play a game over the phone, basically, where he would, like, he would take a video recording of, he'd set up a table at home, at his home, and we were going to play a 1,000-point game using his models, and I would play over a video call. And actually, it worked really well. So I played my side of it with a rule book, to hand, an army book, and some dice. And, Jim did everything else. So it's like, right, okay, my turn, I'm going to order. I built my army list and, like, he'd put it out on the table. And I'm like, I had to, like, visualize, like, it keep in my head where my army was compared to his. But he did a very good job of, like, recapping things for me. Yeah, and yeah, well, that actually worked quite well. Like, we did a 1,000-point game in an hour, like, from start to finish.
Just let me clarify this, because I was under the impression it was some kind of video game, but you played literally, like, using the power of your mind and a telephone. There was no video.
Well, yeah, there was a video. Yeah, like, so it was, like, a WhatsApp video message, video call. So, right. like we are now.
And, I hope we better quality.
That was the format. Yeah, better. I mean, like, it was during the day, wasn't it? Yeah, like, and I managed to do it. I mean, it reminded me of the kind of conceptual wargaming that I'd had to do in the army. You know, when I was in the Marine Corps, in terms of more abstract, like looking at things. You know, like, and I had to, like, you know, say, okay, my general's passed this order. Can you move that brigade forward to attack, you know, over there, basically? But you would, it worked, but you lost the subtleness of a tabletop game where you're like, you can look for angles and things of like, how, like, would I be able to get to, or would I be able to get to someone's flank in that position? Or, you know, it was, you couldn't be that, you basically just had to, you know, be quite blunt with direction, you know, like, for what you were going to do. I mean, I actually won the, because it was, I used a Beastman army versus a Witch Chancer army, and I actually won the thing because I took a unit, it's only a 1,000-point game, I took a unit of Dragon Ogres, which I stuck a Doomball, you know, like, character in all the time with, and that just tore through Jim's army, basically. It just, you know, I'll admit the dice at times were very friendly to me, but it just, yeah, just that unit just tore most of Jim's army. Like, pretty much won me the game single-handed.
Ah. So what was Jim using?
Witch Hunters.
Oh, all the frenzy fellas?
Yeah. So zealots and flagellants and, a bit of cavalry and et cetera. I mean, it's a 1,000-point game of Warmaster. It's an interesting, like, format to play that, because it's like, well, like, you can make some interesting builds in 1,000 points, which is what someone like you wouldn't think to, like, you know, in almost a sense, because your points are limited, you could skew quite hard in a direction and just see what happens with it. Anyway, as a way of playing, it did very well. Was it as good as face to face? Of course not, but, you know, needs must.
So, because we also attempted, I'm going to talk a little bit about Universal Battle. We attempted a game, but didn't get off the ground.
Yeah.
We tried to play it at this time of night on Friday. Was it Friday or Saturday?
Yeah.
One of those nights.
Yeah.
And it was impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, the I think the video conversation we were having was probably better quality than this, but the stability of the game was non-existent. I don't know what the issue was with it, but it was...
Well, sadly, like, things never work as well as the IT promises it should, do they, really? Like, they just never do. You know, like, theoretically, yeah, Universal Battle 2, for example, should be a good format for that, but then it's got its lag on it, and it's like, you know, when you've made its connection, it's, you know, it's a shame. Yeah, this could be better. Like, this could be what you need it to be, but the game itself, like, struggles with it. In fact, maybe because it's so simple, but I've been playing in a fumble league, because what else are you going to do in this life? and fumble, you know, is robust, isn't it? Like, as much as I hate it, you know, like, it stays online, you know, for you. Yeah, it works.
So my concern, I mean, I did play a game against Phil, and it did work rather well against Phil.
Yeah.
So we played, he played Chaos, and he had two Marauders, three Chaos Warriors, two Marauder Cav, Harpies, and I think he then had a Hero and a General. And on my team, I was using Ogres. I had two Bulls, two Iron Guts, one Rhinox, a General, and a Butcher on a mammoth, rhinox, whatever the fuck they're called. It was an interesting game, but mine was a very skew build. It was like only had like 5 units, break of 3. Have you completely gone? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. It's pausing you. It's got a poor connection.
Okay, fantastic. So we did manage to play a game, and it did hold up relatively well, the Universal Battle 2. But look, my concerns are, one is a subscription, so you have to always be paying to play. I mean, you can buy a yearly one. But, I mean, that's a pain in the arse. And if suddenly they go from hosting 30 people a night to hosting 300, can the server at the other end cope? Because I was having trouble even getting onto a room, even getting into the program. One annoying thing was, if you didn't pay, the game was basically unusable, because without even the $2 trial, you couldn't access any of the things you wanted to use. You couldn't access any Warmaster stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's like, its trial version is, it's non-existent, isn't it? Like, you can't do anything unless you pay for the product.
Yeah, I think that's to keep the server load down. If it was full of everybody just using it for free, then, it wouldn't be sustainable. But I think and I know Paul Godbold uses this, and he's built quite a lot of stuff for it, and he swears by it. But maybe we will have to use this if we want to play War Master, or maybe it's we just can't play War Master, but we can play other games. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But the other one that was being talked about today, Tabletop Simulator, isn't it?
Yeah, because that's run through Steam. Now, you know Steam's a robust system, and they've got big ass servers and stuff. You're not going to run into problems with servers on Steam.
Yeah, so maybe that's actually the way to go. Yeah, and that's, like
So that's $7.50. Well, it's probably £15 again now, but that's a permanent, you buy it once and it's done, and then you have access to whatever games people have made.
Yeah. And apparently there's some Warmaster on there, isn't there? Is that what was being said?
I had a look at it. The table looks nice, but from what I could see, there are only 3 armies been made. There's Empire, Tomb Kings, and something else.
Well, at least there is something on there. I mean, if there's 3 armies, it means you can build others.
Yeah, but I don't know how easy it is to build stuff, because the thing with that Universal Battle 2, it was relatively easy to make stuff, I think, for the system, because it was a very fucking simple-looking program. Although it was horrifically resource hungry, my laptop was nearly blowing up, and I've got a gaming laptop. And I looked at why it was, and it's this bloody Universal Battle 2, which, you, looking at it, it looks like fucking something out of the 1980s.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm playing, I'm supposed to be playing a board game with Phil tomorrow on this tabletop simulator, and then I'm supposed to be playing Star Wars Legion on Thursday.
Oh, with Ollie?
With Ollie, because they have quite a good mod for that, and it's free. So you have access to everything, and the table looks all right. So.
All right, well, give it a go. Because there's a high-listed video of how to play 40K on Tabletop Simulator. So if it can do 40K, it will do other types of game, like Legion as well, Star Wars Legion.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars Legion. Star Wars Legion's got fucking cards, dice, tokens, miniatures, range templates, got fucking everything. So if it can run that, it can run any game. So anyway, we'll have to see how that works out this week.
Yeah. Well, give it a go. Find it, give me a shout. I guess if it was reasonable, we'll have a crack at it ourselves, me and you.
Did you buy the simulator?
No, well, I didn't because I was busy with kids. But, I mean, I'll pick it up when we're going to try it.
Okay, don't worry about it then. There's no rush now. Leave it to the others. Right, so the fucking quality of this is abysmal. So hopefully it's not as bad for you to look at as it is for us to record. with the lag and stuff. Yeah. So it's probably not worth fighting on much longer, because there really isn't it's really quite difficult to do with the lag. Have you got anything you want to say, Hero Paul, before the mole people say goodbye?
Well, God knows, really. I just, I'm looking forward to this whole situation being done, to be honest. It's like, it's not fun, basically. It's just not fun, is it? You know, it's like work is okay, you know, like, as in it's not hard, but it's mentally taxing. And then away from work is just an endless, for me, it's just an endless route, you know, the same routine with the kids. And it's just like, I'm missing being able to do different things with them.
That's true. One thing that is amazing, I've painted, I mean, this is going to sound a bit bizarre, but I have painted a War Master unit for the first time in my life. I've never done it.
Okay, what unit did you paint?
I painted one of the Battle of the Five Armies Wolf Rider units, because I'm going to try and paint the whole bastard thing, the whole box.
Okay, like, fair enough then.
But the miniatures... The miniatures are really poor quality. So
yes, real
there's not much detail. I'm just using contrast paints. Just blob it on. Yeah. See what they come out like.
Yeah.
What have you been painting, Paul? You must be painting like a demon.
I'm finishing off some... Well, I'm not, because I only have the free time in the evenings, like I do normally. Yeah, like when I'm... I've got to look after the kids, haven't I? Like when I'm not at work. I don't have any extra free time. What I've been doing is those models that me and Rid intended to play through the Scouring of the Shire, the Middle Earth, force. So I've been painting up some ruffians for that. Once that's done, I've also got a commission of painting, what are they called? Seraphon, the Lizardman in AOS.
Ooh.
That's work. Yeah, like, but that's there. Yeah, they're just time consuming. They're not hard to do. Yeah, like I've worked out like how I'm going to paint them with time in mind, in terms of like to get an effect. So that's what I've been doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, cat. Right.
Cool.
Right then. Okay, well, we'll wrap it up there. We haven't done half an hour, but that's as good as we can do. That's episode 139.
139,
talking about remote playing. And this is just goes to highlight how shit it can be. Because you can't even talk, you can't really play.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll persevere. We'll try and find a way. And who knows? Maybe we'll get really lucky and we won't be on lockdown forever.
Maybe we'll have to try. But you can't record during the day. You have to do it in the evenings, yeah? Because of kid time.
Sorry, what?
What about early morning? What about crack of dawn? What time do you get up?
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do early morning next time.
Yeah.
Well, all right, then. That was episode 139.
Okay. See you later.
Take care. Stay safe. Bye.
Would you like to know more?